Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to protect, or to promote, I should say, God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And by the way, folks, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, we got an interesting guest today. Don Wiskin is with us, and Don is the owner slash spokesman for HeartDrop.com. And HeartDrop.com is an interesting herb blend, which we'll get into the details of. But Don has a fascinating story I want to start with. Hi, Don.
Well, g'day, Sam. How are you?
Excellent. Are you from Canada?
I am in Canada, yes.
All right, because when you say g'day, you know, it's kind of like an Australian-Canada mix, huh?
Well, I guess, yeah. It's a nice place to be, though, even though this morning it snowed and it's very cold and I had to get the shovel out to dig out my plow truck.
How cold is it in Canada right now?
Today it's not too bad. I think it's in your temperature, about maybe 30, 32.
Oh, that's not too bad at all. Okay.
It was minus 15 yesterday.
We had a cold snap for us. It got down to like minus two in a couple of places in our state and minus four. For me, it was like plus five or something like that, but it was pretty chilly for us.
Yeah, that is cool. I mean, you know, you got to have lots of energy to stay warm in that cold weather.
Yes, you do. And by the way, speaking of that cold weather, I find it fascinating when they talk about global warming. You know, I kind of joke about this cold, and they're just like, oh, that's all part of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You know, there's more, the Earth is emitting more carbon dioxide than we are, or carbon monoxide. So, you know, it's the Earth is worse than we are to it, but we still add to it. The 100 years, we've really done a lot of destruction. And, you know, unfortunately, we get a lot of chemicals from that, too, and they get into our body, and our liver can't get rid of it because it's, you know, overwhelmed with metals. And that's where the Extendivite helps. It helps to clean out the liver and get your body functioning better. And, you know, you can get rid of those toxins that we're ingesting, breathing, eating in our food. You know, it's a pretty dirty world that we've made it.
Yes, it is. And in fact, the modern nutrition requires supplements and things like that because we've depleted our soil. And you know, we've gone backwards in many ways. I don't think all is lost, and I don't think we just blame it on humans. But I do think we need to be responsible for the earth that God gave us. And I do think we need to be appropriate in assessing our needs as humans and doing the very best we can for our bodies and for those around us. And in fact, that's how your story got started, huh?
It certainly is. You know, I was 42. I was about 10 days away from my 43rd birthday when it was, you know, the funny thing is I look at clocks. I remember things from clocks. I had a bicycle accident back when I was around 19, and I do remember looking at the clock and seeing what time it was when the pain started. So when I felt funny that one day back in 1998, actually it's just about 20 years. It'll be 20 years this June since my heart attack. You know, I just felt uncomfortable. I started perspiring. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't sit down. I just lost four of my family members over the last 4 years, and you know, I knew that it was probably a heart attack, but I didn't do anything about it. I just stayed home. It was 10 to 4 in the afternoon. Now, my wife was working, and she would normally get home around 20 to 5. She came home at 20 to 5, and there I was on the floor. I was passed out. I don't even know how I got there, to tell you the truth. And she said, she woke me up and said, "Hey, are you okay? What's wrong?" And I says, "You know, I think I had a heart attack. I'm not sure." She says, "Well, what do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, maybe we should go to the hospital." It was only 5 minutes away. And so we decided to jump in the car and go to the hospital. And I really didn't get any chest pain until right about 10 to 5 while we were on our way to the hospital. So it was about an hour before the pains actually hit. Before that, I was just feeling uncomfortable and perspiring. So anyways, funny thing is my brother Doug had passed away in February. Well, here's a story. In 1994, my father passed away at 62 from complications of bypass. Then in July of 97, my 44-year-old brother had a heart attack. We found him in his bathroom. He had passed away there. 6 months later, my mom had a stroke and passed away. That was in January of 98. I saw my brother Doug for the first time since 89, so it had been quite a few years. And I looked at him, I says, "Doug, you look really good." He was 53. He says, "You can't believe how bad I feel inside." And I never really, put two and two together because, I didn't know anything about anything at that time. And 21 days after my mother passed away, he had a heart attack, and he came home, he was sweating and uncomfortable, and so his wife called the hospital, talked to the doctor. The doctor said, "We need to send an ambulance." And Doug said, no, "Laura, you can drive me." So she drove him to the hospital. By the time she got there, he said, "Drop me at the door and go park the car." So she dropped him at the emergency doors, went and parked the car, and by the time she came back in, he was gone. Well, 4 months later, in June of 98, there I am driving down the road to the hospital, foolishly. The chest pain hit, and I said to my wife, I says, "Drop me at the door and park the car." And she did, and I was thinking, this is a rerun. I hope I don't die. And I go inside, and I give, the lady says, "Who are you? Where's your health card?" So I gave her my health card, and I says, "My wife is right behind me. I'm having a heart attack. I don't have any time." It was 5 to 5 p.m. So I went through the double doors. A lady doctor grabbed me. I told her I was having a heart attack. She put me on a bed, hooked me up to a blood pressure machine. And at that time, they were using a streptokinase-based thermobolic agent to help somebody who is, filled up with clots and having problems, blockages. In some cases, it saves the people. In other cases, it would have caused hundreds of small strokes and people bleed to death. And I believe that's what they gave to my brother because, he passed away so fast upon arriving at the hospital and they couldn't recover him. They don't use that drug anymore because it has way too many side effects. Well, anyways, 2 days later, I woke up. I was in ICU. And I checked myself out of the hospital in denial of what had happened, only to have another heart attack a couple of days later and go back and then let them do an angioplasty or whatever it was they had to do and live with that. So I turned 43 in the hospital waiting for an angioplasty.
But the blessing, ladies and gentlemen, is he did turn 43, huh?
Yes, and 44, and now I'll be turning 64 in June. So, I've come a long ways. I've outlived all my family except for my sister. Well, I'm still older than her, but she's the only one that's left out of the six of us. We lost four family members within 4 years, and three within less than 6 months. Well, actually, July to February, so about 8 months we lost. The rest of three people in a row, and then I almost joined them. But, yeah, you're right, because I lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and I was supposed to go on disability. I had a roofing business, and, I had a bunch of guys working for me, and I had to keep going because that was my way of life. So I was out there trying my very hardest to keep going, and I was finding that it was a lot harder than I had thought, even though I had joined the Healthy Heart Program, I changed my diet, I was doing anything and everything I could to, you know, to try and help myself, but you can't really reverse a heart attack, at least so I thought. And then in February of 99, my wife was taking a tofu cooking class, and she brought home some information about this stuff. And I said, wow, you know, I'm going to try that. So I jumped on the phone and ordered some, and every 2 months I kept ordering it again and again and again, because for some reason I just felt, you know, there was something good about it, and I had to keep taking it. I didn't stop the medication that the doctors had me on. I just kept going, taking what they, you know, what they suggested. But as time went on, about 7 months, I felt this unusual poking pain in my chest, and I knew it wasn't a heart attack, but it was something. And so I went to my doctor, and she said, well, are you ready to sign your disability papers? And I said, no, actually, let's take some tests and see, you know, what's going on in there. So she set it up, and I went and had a whole bunch of tests done. And when the results all came back, she called me into her office, and she said, I'm going to photocopy your medical records. No one will believe you ever had a heart attack.
Don Wiskin, everybody. His story, Solutions on the Way, Liberty Roundtable Live. It's all about pointing out the issues in our society and what we, the people, can do about them. Huh? Hang tight. HeartDrop.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're hearing the story and the personal experiences of Don Wiskin, and we're talking about HeartDrop.com. Now, Don Wiskin is the owner. He's also the spokesman for HeartDrop.com. Don's story is fascinating. The world needs to know about his amazing recovery using garlic and cayenne drops. So, Don, you were basically saying, hey, you just took this stuff for months and months and months and months, and all of a sudden the doctor, you walked in and the doctor said, hey, man, you ready to go get on disability? And you're like, no, let's take tests. And the doctor freaked out, right?
Yeah, well, they figured I was done, that nobody can recover from the scarred tissue that I had, 35% of my heart. And, you know, it was just unheard of. But when they did the test, they found that the poking pain I had in my chest was the blood and oxygen back in the dead heart tissue, And the 95% blockage that I had been stented for was gone, and the rest of my arteries were at about 75%. They were clean. They couldn't explain it. My doctor actually photocopied my medical records and gave them to me and said, no one would believe you ever had a heart attack. When I was at the cardiologist's office doing the stress test as part of the testing they did on me, the lady running the test, at about 14 minutes, I started jogging on it. I said, turn it up. Let's go. Let's just rock. You know, I'm tired of walking. She shut it off, and she said, you're in 110% better shape than the average man your age. Get out of here. And I was just so impressed because, you know, I just turned 45, and, you know, I was looking forward to a life again and not joining, you know, my young brothers and my young dad. It was a goal to outlive my father, and yeah, I just did that last year when I turned 62, because he turned 62 just before he passed away, and it was kind of a shame. You know, nobody wants to leave, but you know, I just couldn't believe that garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry all mixed together could do something incredible like that.
All right, so let's talk about the ingredients for a quick second. Then it's cayenne and garlic and a bunch of other things, right?
Hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry, yes.
And they all play different roles in this, I don't know what to call it except to say in this natural solution to reverse what, effects of the common American diet?
Well, you know, I've been on the air years ago with a naturopathic doctor, and one of the things he says is that most diseases start with yeast in the gut and metals in the liver. And so the garlic and the extendivite, which is what we call it, extend your life with extendivite, the garlic and extendivite actually kills the yeast off in the stomach. Well, it slowly chelates the heavy metals away from the sulfur enzyme in the liver. You see, sulfur is what they use to mine a lot of metals. So if you have a vaccination, for instance, the thimerosal is a mercury-based preservative. So that mercury never leaves your body. At one time, we had asbestos in the brakes on people's cars, and that asbestos was in the air. And as we all know, it never leaves your lungs. So unfortunately, all we can do is work around that. But it does get the metals out of the liver. Usually in about a month after starting to take it, people notice an improvement in your complexion and skin. Usually within a couple of months, somebody with varicose veins or restless leg syndrome, they notice dramatic improvements. You know, they wake up in the morning feeling more refreshed because they weren't, you know, running all night long in their sleep with a restless leg, or, you know, it boosts your natural immune system. So you wind up not getting colds or sick. And if you do, you only get the symptoms for a day. But, you know, this was a well thought out herbal formula that, Gavriel had made up, based on his German knowledge of, you know, concocting this type of thing. And he worked with us right up until last year. But, you know, he wasn't hardly selling it at all. And, you know, he said to me, he says, you know, Don, you're telling so many people about it. Why don't you, you know, help me and get involved? And so in March of 2000, I was listening to a radio show in Vancouver, and they had the guy from the Gold Seal Chelation on with them out of Toronto. And I called in and I says, oh, yeah, you know, I never really heard of chelation, but, you know, I'm taking this oral form of chelation. And Croft Woodward, who was the host, said to me, he says, Don, I've heard about you, because they wrote an article in the Vancouver Sun. He said, I've heard about you. Call me back after the show. I called him back after the show. He invited me on the air. The next thing you know, our phone's ringing off the hook. And as time went on, Gavriel said, you know, Don, why don't you just take this on and help me? And I said, sure. And then that was all just liquid form. Then in 2003, we made capsules. And the capsules, I didn't know if they'd work. I gave them to a friend of mine who had had some leaking heart valve and a few other problems because he had had cancer a couple of times, and chemotherapy and stuff is a real, you know, virus which deteriorates organs in your body, especially your heart. He got on this thing, taking the capsules. In about 6 months, his doctors were just like amazed. You know, there was a lot of improvements in his health, and they couldn't explain it because it just doesn't happen. And I said, well, great, the capsules work. And now the capsules outsell the liquid because not everybody's willing to put that hot, spicy, you know, garlic and cayenne stuff under their tongue. It's really not that great.
But you still have both available, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, there are people who love the liquid, and that's all they want to take for convenience. You know, 15 drops or a half a milliliter three times a day under the tongue, you can carry it around in your pocket. With the capsules, though, we do, you know, suggest that you eat, you know, before or after you take it, usually after, you know, take it before a meal. We've been saying one capsule three times a day for 15 years or more, whereas Health Canada in 2013, in December 1st, if you did not have a natural product number, which is like a DIN number, but it's for natural products in Canada, it allows me to make claims. If you didn't have an NPN number by December 1st, 2013, you could no longer produce your product in Canada. So we, if we jumped through all the hoops and paid all the money and we got approved, and we can say, read on our bottle, that it helps maintain cardiovascular health and lowers cholesterol in adults. I think that was a pretty darn good thing.
Yeah, when you had to get the number, that's where the term pretty penny comes from, huh?
Well, at least it wasn't a drug like the FDA where it would have cost me millions of dollars. It was a reasonable amount because they'd already collected all of the monograms on each of these herbs. So they knew what the herbs were supposed to be doing. And in this formulation, Health Canada actually suggested that people take two twice a day instead of one three times a day because they thought the formulation was that good.
Wow. I think the world needs to know about your story, Don. We need to understand that natural health and healing solutions are many times the answer. One of the interesting things about your story, though, is modern medicine actually saved your life, though, didn't they?
It did. It really did. If it wasn't for that thermobolic agent that day, I would have died. They didn't. They told my wife to go after examining me. They told my wife to go home and prepare for the worst because they didn't expect me to survive that night. And then 2 days later, waking up and checking myself out of the hospital in denial, which is what we all have, and then having another heart attack a couple of days later, it really wakes you up. You know it. What just happened to my world? So, yeah, thank God for modern medicine that day.
Yeah, the reason that I bring that up is this is not an attack on modern medicine. Rather, this is a point to a better, cheaper, less side effect oriented solution. And we're not here to attack anyone, but we are here to say, hey, you know what? There's evidence this stuff works. It's about studying the evidence, about learning what to do. It's about inexpensive solutions, and it's really about preventative measures from the get-go, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would prefer somebody took this for a year or two as a preventative than, you know, waiting until they were actually in trouble. But, you know, on our website, I have a link down at the bottom of heartdrop.com, which you can go to YouTube and listen to Dr. Joe. That's a story in itself we'll get back to when the break is over.
You got it, Don Wiskin with us, ladies and gentlemen. Heartdrop.com. We're talking about 700 formulas. We're talking about your health. We're talking about we need to take active interest in our health. After all, at the end of the day, it's up to us, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, lie, lie. And then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Don Wiskin riding shotgun on the show today. We're talking about heartdrop.com. So, Don, just before we get to the story about Dr. Joe, just for clarity's sake and so people understand, heartdrop.com is the website and the name of your company. The product is called Extendivite, and it's a 7-herb formula, right?
Yes, a friend of mine was dying of cancer when I had to come up with a name, and you know, he says, well, it'd be nice if you could extend your life. And I said, well, we do extend their lives, but unfortunately not for cancer. You know, once he had it into the bone, he was gone. But for heart, it's a miracle. But yes, Extendivite with an X, X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T, extend your life with Extendivite.
And that Extendivite product, the 7-herb formula, comes in two forms, liquid and a capsule. Your choice. It just depends. Do we find that one's more effective than the other or not really? Just to kind of pick your whatever you feel more
equal.
Comfortable with.
They're equal. They're equal in their effect. It's just a personal preference, what you prefer. And, you know, in the beginning when we didn't have the capsules, there was a lot of people that says, oh, I can't take those drops. They're too spicy. So, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't help those people because they couldn't handle the taste in their mouth, even though after a while it got easier. It didn't really bother me that much, but the capsules, you don't even notice it. You take a couple and you drink your water and then you have something to eat and it pushes them down into the intestines where they go to work, where they're absorbed and help to... help to clean out the rest of your body. It's an amazing formulation.
And is the pricing virtually the same between the two also?
Absolutely. $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either the liquid or the capsules. in the liquid. It's 100 milliliter. You take a half a milliliter three times a day, so that works out to about 66 days. And in the capsules, we have 180 capsules, which is three times a day for 60 days.
Phenomenal. All right, now, I want to hear about Dr. Joe, then Kurt's got a story he wants to bring to your attention, Don. Joe, go ahead, sir.
Great. Okay, Dr. Joe, he was very athletic. He had some high blood pressure and shortness of breath, a regular heartbeat, and he was on drugs for his high blood pressure that, you know, didn't allow him to run because his heart wouldn't work up. The drugs were designed to slow down his heart. Well, he heard us on a radio show one time and decided to give it a try. I always say that, you know, 6 months down the road, your doctor's going to be scratching his head and saying, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, keep doing it. Well, in his case, he said, you know, he'd already been running by 6 months. He said at 1 year, he felt incredible. He couldn't explain how good he felt. And one day I was doing a radio show with another chap and an interview. And after I was off on the second hour, he had been out running, so he couldn't call in. So he called in, and he, you know, he starts it off with, you know, you had Don Wiskins on. And anyways, in 1 year, he was feeling really good, and everything was great. His doctor was amazed because, you know, certain things were supposed to change when you're on certain medications, and they didn't change, and his doctor was really impressed with that. But he had another doctor friend who had a very bad heart attack, and he was told he would be over a year before he'd be back at work. Well, Dr. Joe told him about the Extendivite. He bought it and took it, and he was back to work in 6 months. So, you know, doctors in America are not allowed to prescribe natural medicine. In 1961, the drug company stopped all the studying of natural medicine in North America. And in 1963, they started writing the textbooks that doctors learned by. So if a doctor was to work with natural medicine, he could lose his license. In Canada, now we have four provinces out of the 10 where doctors are allowed to work with natural medicine without the persecution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons. So they're pretty well their own police, their own judge. You know, they sentence people to no license for doing things that they shouldn't be doing based on the drug companies owning the doctors, basically. It's got really bad.
All right, I love this phrase from your website. It says this: Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. What a great line.
It really is.
Think how serious that is, Kurt. In fact, it was denied to this guy Kurt wants to tell you about, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And I don't know, if you saw this story, but we got it from the WorldNet Daily Boys. Joe Kovacs is the writer there, and the headline reads, "Beloved Pastor Dies Snowboarding at Lake Tahoe." And, you know, so you go through the story and you read about this family from California. By the way, the guy's name is Craig Jutila, J-U-T-I-L-A. I'm not, maybe I didn't say it right, but anyway, he was 53. He basically had a church called the Venture Christian Church in Los Gatos, Florida, or California, and they found him unresponsive along what's called the Powderhorn Ski Run at the Sierra at Tahoe Ski Resort. Now, this was what was on the church's website and written by the senior pastor, Tim Lundy, said, "This sudden and terrible news has stunned us all, and we are grieving with Craig's family." Said, "Please keep his wife, Mary, as well as their kids, Alec, Cameron, and Karami, in your prayers. Their loss is immeasurable, and we want to surround them with love and prayer." Then they go on and talk about, you know, this guy, Craig's leadership at the ministry, etc., how he was married to his wife for 27 years. Her name is Mary. And this is what she had to say on Facebook: "The love of my life, Craig, has gone to be with Jesus very suddenly. We are shocked and devastated, but not without hope, knowing that he is with Jesus in heaven. Thank you for your prayers and kind messages. We appreciate hearing how he touched so many lives. And then she described her husband in this WorldNet Daily piece. By the way, it's too bad places like NBC, CBS, ABC, they don't have time for a story like this because it's got way too much God in it. But she described her husband on Facebook.
The guy even
has
a wife,
quote,
and stuff like that. Can you imagine talking about
right.
that?
27 years of a wife. But anyway, she described her husband as an amazing athlete. She said, I wanted to clear up the cause of his death. We got the autopsy results back today, and it confirmed that there was no trauma. He did not have a snowboarding accident. You know, there's some guys that go snowboarding and run into a tree. She goes on to say he died of a heart attack. He was not being reckless in any way. In fact, he was going slow to ski with me, and I believe he was waiting for me to catch up, and she puts, as usual, because of where I found him. Anyway, the bottom line for me about this story, then she says this, he went big his whole life, and we will do the same for him. Thank you for all your kind words, and especially Craig's stories and pictures, she said. Now, the reason I bring this story up to me right when we worked on getting this interview with you is we believe it's time for solutions and not the standard solutions that we've been given for years and years and years, the same old surgery and drugs, you know, that kind of thing. We've been working in this area for years. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, there are better ways of living. And they include many times basic little things. If this guy Craig that suffered this heart attack, in my opinion, if he had known and been exposed to a product like Extendovite or the heart drops, you know, this good gentleman that we're interviewing, if he'd have been exposed to those things, then maybe he could have been able to continue his good work right here on the earth. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you that you're not going to die, because that's going to happen sometime. But we've already talked about Don, how he nearly died when he was in his 40s, 20 years ago. And now he's been able to, you know, extend his life and to make a difference for a lot of people. And we recommend that a lot of people do this kind of thing so that they can fight the evil and then promote the good and make, well, not only America great again, but the world great again.
So modern medicine is embracing this big time, right, Don?
Modern medicine doesn't want anything to do with us. Unfortunately, they're not embracing it. Doctors themselves are embracing it. We have a lot of people who have gone to their doctors with problems, and then they got better, and their doctors couldn't explain it, and so they went and bought Extendivite themselves.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It is important. We must take more responsibility for our own health. Don Wiskin, our guest, heartdrop.com. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. We're talking to Don Wiskin, heartdrop.com. He's the owner and spokesman for the incredible Extendivite 7-herb formula solution. Ladies and gentlemen, and doctors are learning about it. You got to ask the question, if modern medicine works so well, then why do over 50% of our population have some form of chronic health problem? What is up with that? We must take more responsibility for our own health, folks, because the medical profession doesn't seem to be too interested. Now, on the down low, the doctors might get it because they get it. They understand. But as a whole, you would think that this... you would think this would be like top news, Don.
You would. You really would. But unfortunately, it isn't. All they really try to do is suppress you and push you out of the way. It's difficult to get into the mainstream media with something like this because, you know, what do you say? I mean, that's always been the hardest thing. How do you convince somebody that they should take this product? And, you know, I have been working for 20 years at those words, and I still don't think I have them because there's no magic statement, unfortunately. You know, people think what they think, and, oh, that's just natural. I wouldn't take that. You know, those are herbs. Oh, gosh, they might have been, you know, grown in whatever. But, you know, we have everything tested. We have licensed manufacturers who are making this product for us. We don't make it in our back room. We don't make it in the garage. It is made by companies that are licensed to formulate these types of products. We've had so much success with it. I just can't imagine nobody being without it. But, you know, you were saying earlier, like when my mother died and my brothers died and my dad died, I knew nothing about this. If I had of You know, my mom might be 98 today, but she's not. She's been gone a long time because I knew nothing about it. And when I had my own heart attack, I didn't know what to do. I tripped over this. I was so lucky. But I had faith in eating naturally and taking natural supplements. I mean, I never really cared for the drugs that they had me on. They were very uncomfortable. Statins make me so sick that I just couldn't really take them. But you get used to it. But who wants to get used to that feeling? That was the whole thing. If I could eliminate it, and I didn't stop taking them until after my doctors took me off of them myself. My cardiologist reluctantly took me off of my last medication because, you know, I was in a study group and he was making money off of it. And, I said to him, I says, well, doc, what is wrong with me that I would need to take this drug? And he said, well, we can't find anything wrong with you. And I said, well, then can I stop that drug? And he said, yes. So, you know, I was in a study group, and I knew that when I started it off.
But why doesn't this doctor start a new study group of heart drop folks?
Well, go to heartdrop.com and read the testimonials. You know, read what, go to YouTube and listen to the Extendivite stuff there. It does more than just heart, and it's amazing what it does for people things I never thought it could do. But, you know, we do have our own study, so to speak, going on with anecdotal messages. You know, so somebody says, this is what happened to me. Well, that is not accepted by the medical community. Just because it happened for him, that doesn't mean anything. They could have had a placebo effect. Well, you know, but I don't have, you know, millions of dollars to do double-blind studies and to put it out there and to fight the government for the right. In Canada, like I said, four provinces, doctors can work with natural medicines. But in the States, you know, the drug companies don't want any competition.
Well, it's interesting in my mind. You can tell if it helps. For example, one of the claims made on your website is it helps with circulation. That's easy to take and find out, right?
Oh, yeah. Just squeeze the squeeze your fingernail and let off. When you squeeze it, it turns white. How quickly does it turn red again? That's the sign right there of good or poor circulation. If it turns red really quickly, then your circulation is good. If it stays white for a while, you have a problem. Another thing the Chinese go by is a crease in the earlobe. It's actually a crease, and I tell people that I have one because I had a heart attack, and they don't go away. But I tell people that, you know, if somebody comes in walking, dragging their leg behind them, they have the Grand Canyon in their earlobe. And that's the first sign of plaque building up in your arteries. And the average 40-year-old has an 80% blockage in one artery and has no idea.
What do you say to that, Kurt?
You know, when I hear the stories and things, the questions I want to ask are things like, well, like you said, well, you know, Big Pharmacy's embracing this, and he was kind of caught off guard because, you know, it's not really the case. And yet in our country, Don, and even in Canada where you are, hey, we spend so much money in these, you know, so-called, care for people that I believe could be, you know, cut in half or maybe in a tenth or maybe at 100%, you know, 90% less if we just embrace things like this, natural solutions. What do you think about that, Don?
I would love that. I mean, I would love to lobby the government and make this mandatory for anyone over 30. The reason I say that is people in their 30s are having heart attacks and dying of, you know, that 80% blockage I was just talking about. Some got it worse. We lost a 39-year-old down here in the village. But, you know, it does so many other things. One of the local people around where I live, he had hepatitis C, and they have a drug that they give people for that. It's a very expensive drug. But he got it about 8 years ago. And every year, 5 years in a row, they did an elasticity test on his liver. Now, the test is supposed to come out between 2.4 and 6.2, somewhere around there. He was at 15. 5 years in a row, he kept going 15, 15, 15, 15, 15. And then he took Extendivite for about 8 or 9 months, went back and had another elasticity test done, and he was down to 7.5. And the doctor said to him, what'd you do, quit drinking, change your diet, you know? And he says, none of the above. They said, well, what'd you do? He says, well, I took this Extendivite stuff. And they said, well, we don't know nothing about that, but, you know, keep doing it. Your liver's improving. And that wasn't something they see all the time. You know, it does so many different things, but that's the milk thistle. Milk thistle is the most potent liver rejuvenator known to man, and that's why it's in there, because your liver is so important. We need to support it while we're cleaning out the rest of your body. But, you know, like I said, it works for so many other things.
And this goes back to the preventative stuff that I was talking about, Don, that I think when we take charge of our own health and when we really look at this, what we're talking about is doing things, you know, I hate to see someone get in a situation like you were in and try to dig out of a hole, right? I'd rather see people basically say, look, I'm going to use maintenance, I'm going to do the things that let my body work properly from the get-go, my digestion, my health. I'm going to make sure that I don't have the bad stuff in my gut. I'm going to make sure that I, you know, my circulation's working. And I guess I'm saying I think this is, we want to look at it more of a maintenance idea, right?
Oh, absolutely. On the YouTube section of Extendivite, I have a guy named Arthur on there, and he called and left a message on our phone. He said he had congestive heart failure 10 years ago, and this stuff fixed him up, and he was good for the last 10 years, but lately he's been having some heart problems again, so he's going to start taking the Extendivite again. Well, I personally never stop. I've been taking it for 20 years now, but some people take it, get better. Doctor tells them they're in good shape. They stop taking it for a while, and then they have some problems again because we're exposed to life. We can't help it. We're exposed to all of these chemicals that are causing these problems. And you know, one of the worst things is when your gut gets out of order. That's why I said, you know, the garlic kills off the yeast overgrowth in the gut and chelates the metals from the liver, because most diseases start from problems in the gut. GMO foods cause a lot of problems in the stomach. But the yeast creates fatty phenols, which are converted to hydrogen peroxide, which does more damage in your arteries than free radicals. And there's no protection. The LDL and your immune system, the macrophages, have no defense from the hydrogen peroxides. They get stuck in your arteries. So preventive maintenance is very important. I mean, when you see people walking around with their bellies out in front of them, there's a problem. Something has to change. People need to look after their health. You see, I told you.
There's certainly a lot to learn, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know how this interview came about, is Sam and I, you know, I mean, you all know that we have our own day jobs and that kind of thing, and we're not running what you'd call the standard radio network. Liberty News Radio is not, you know, run the same way most places are. We didn't talk to Don about some kind of sponsorship or spending money with us. We just view him and his efforts and his wife as solutions for you, and ways that we feel like you can go ahead and, you know, improve your life. And imagine if you, ladies and gentlemen, can live 20 years longer and be in the fight, if you will, to promote God, family, and country longer. And you know, even like Sheriff Mack, for example, he's dealt with some heart deals in the past. We hope that, you know, the good guys stick around. We kind of, you know, we really don't mean for any bad to come to anybody. You know, like some would say, well, you probably hope Joe Biden doesn't use Extendivite.
I hope he does.
And
I hope he uses Extendivite, and then he comes to his senses and backs the Constitution.
That's right. That's exactly
that's
right.
What I hope. By the way, Chick-fil-A, I hope those guys can use Extendivite too, Kurt. Kurt's got a wrap-up Chick-fil-A story for you.
And Chick-fil-A, you know, one of our favorite companies for a long time. You know, they've been doing great things. Well, they're under the gun. You know, the guys are going after them, and yet they continue to do good stuff. Right, Sam?
Yeah, you got to brief people what happened. I guess they were sponsoring
the Peach Bowl. Huh? Right. But they were slammed for their sponsorship. And, you know, bottom line is, anytime this guy who, you know, is promoting honest marriage and good, you know, that kind of thing, then the gays and lesbians and everybody else are going to go after him. But go Chick-fil-A, and you know, thank you, Don, for being with us.
Don Wiskin, ladies and gentlemen, heartdrop.com. Thank you so much, sir. Godspeed.
And February, we have a sale.
All right. Heartdrop.com. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Don. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. If you want to help fund the Widow's Mite Radio Network, every penny would be gratefully used to expand our telling the tale of liberty everywhere we go. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.